Life's a Beach by Claire Cook. Narrated by Kimberly Dakin.
Chapter 1. I was squeaky clean, and my hair had been conditioned for at least two of the suggested 3 minutes when the water went cold. I did a quick rinse, then turned the faucet off. The plastic shower curtain moved a few inches, and a clean white towel magically appeared. Noah had already left when I woke up, but maybe he'd only made a breakfast run, or maybe he just couldn't stay away. I smiled. "Here you go," my mother said from the other side of the curtain. I screamed. I wrapped myself in the towel and stepped out of my tiny square shower and practically into my mother. "Jesus, Mom, I thought you were someone else."
"Noah? He left at 6:25 this morning, and tell him to watch that pebble business or he'll break a window."
My mother started dabbing my shoulders with another towel. "Mom, stop." My mother kept dabbing. There were no limits in our family. I could clearly remember sitting in the bathtub with a book one night when I was 10 or 11. My sister Jerry had already gone off to college, and my parents had company for dinner. Suddenly, the door opened and 4 adults looked in at me and my bubbles.
"Say good night to Mr. and Mrs. O'Brien," my mother said.
Today, my mother was wearing her "Girls Just Want to Have Fun" T-shirt, and a couple of tiny beaded braids in her thick gray hair made her look like she'd just come back from the Caribbean. I was kind of wishing she were there now.
"Listen," she said. "Your father and I have found the townhouse of our dreams, the Village of Silver Springs, fitness center with personal trainers, billiards, bingo, indoor bocce ball, salsa lessons."